Now let's explore the parable of the unmerciful servant. As Jesus continued his ministry, he taught his disciples not only about how the kingdom of God would grow, but also about the values that should characterize the lives of those within that kingdom. One day, Peter approached Jesus with a question that likely troubled many of the disciples. In Matthew 18:21, he asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to seven times?" Peter probably thought he was being generous. In Jewish tradition at the time, some teachers taught that one should forgive up to three times. Peter was offering more than double. Surely Jesus would be impressed by his willingness to forgive. But Jesus' response surprised everyone. In Matthew 18:22, he replied, "I tell you, not seven times, but 70 times seven. 70 times seven, that would be 490 times. Jesus was not suggesting Peter should keep a list and stop forgiving at the 491st time. He meant that forgiveness in God's kingdom has no limits. It's not something we can count or measure. To illustrate this truth, Jesus told a powerful story. In Matthew 18:23 to 35, he said, "Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. Since he was unable to pay, the master ordered that he, his wife, his children, and all he owned be sold to repay the debt. The servant fell on his knees before him and begged, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay back everything.' The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He grabbed him and began to choke him, saying, 'Pay back what you owe me.' His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay it back.' But he refused. Instead, he went and had him thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed and went to their master to tell him everything that had occurred. Then the master called the servant in and said, 'You wicked servant! I cancelled all your debt because you begged me. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?' In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers until he should pay back all he owed. 'This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart.'" Jesus' listeners immediately grasped the impact of this story. 10,000 talents was an astronomical sum, equivalent to about 150,000 years of wages for an ordinary worker. It was an impossible debt. Imagine owing more than 150,000 years worth of salary. It was like owing billions in today's money. On the other hand, 100 denarii was a relatively small amount, the equivalent of about 3 months' wages. It was still money, of course, but compared to 10,000 talents, it was like comparing a few $100s to billions. The first servant received incredible forgiveness. A debt he could never repay was completely cancelled. He experienced extraordinary mercy, yet when given a chance to show just a fraction of that same mercy to someone who owed him much less, he refused. The king's reaction reveals an important truth. Those who receive mercy must show mercy. Those forgiven must forgive. It is not that we earn God's forgiveness by forgiving others. Rather, if we truly understand how much we have been forgiven, we cannot help but forgive others. Jesus showed there is a direct connection between receiving God's forgiveness and extending that forgiveness to others. We cannot accept one and refuse the other. As C.S. Lewis famously put it, "Everyone says forgiveness is a wonderful idea until they have something to forgive." The parable concludes with a stern warning. The unforgiving servant was handed over to the torturers. Jesus warns that those who refuse to forgive cannot expect to receive God's forgiveness, not because God is petty, but because a heart unwilling to forgive is a heart that has never truly grasped divine grace.